Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we are back. We'll get to the top five at five in a second, but I just kind of going through this Jason Stark, Matt Gelb athletic tweet about the the post about the Phillies appearing to be open to going into that luxury tax threshold that they haven't been willing to do at the trade deadline previously.
That's good news.
Yep. Sources say the Phillies have asked about everyone and everything in their hunt for more pitching, but their primary targets have been late-inning relievers and number four starter types.
Okay.
They also haven't ruled out trading for a center fielder, but that appears to be a lesser priority. So there you go.
So I might not get Chris Bryant.
But they have checked in on him, okay, according to the story.
Yes.
But they are not, clubs they've spoken to say they're not interested in trading number one pitching prospect Micah Bell or anyone they consider to be a building block in the construction of future contending teams.
Yeah, if they trade Mick Abel, I'm finding a new team to root for. So that's good to hear.
They're not going to.
They're not going to.
I just don't understand that last statement there. What is a building block? Who are they talking about? Who's a building block?
Their last two first-round draft picks, okay, and maybe Stott.
Okay. Moniak.
Yeah. did you check in with him when he was up here?
Nah, I didn't.
So you haven't texted him since he?
No, I texted him. I texted him over the weekend when I saw he was batting like .395 in his last 10 games.
And he's been hot.
Yeah, I said, who let you get hot? And he said, I'm not sure.
Also, Dombrowski on the podcast with John Clark said that I know that people say they don't have any prospects, but no, we could make deals if we needed to. And rival front office generally agree with the assessment. They acknowledge the lack of impact prospects, but they see numerous mid-level prospects who might be enough to form a package for a setup reliever or a fourth starter. So there you go. Also, the Phillies being willing to take on salary could help them also.
That would help a ton with Kimbrel.
Yes.
Yeah, here's what I've gathered from that. We're going to win this division. And that's the way they're looking for it,
yeah.
This isn't a if we do, we do, we don't, we don't situation.
If we don't, we don't.
Yeah, they're going.
Phillies are approximately $4 million under that tax threshold, so the addition of someone like Kimbrel alone would put you above there.
Yeah, the Phillies could really use a nice shot in the arm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they absolutely.
You just couldn't let it.
I couldn't let it go.
They could use a couple of shots in the arm, actually, as you have the Phillies and the Yankees going tonight. We'll tell you about all that coming up here. But Jack Fritz, he's probably getting antsy. He wants his top five at five, so let's do it.
All right. Man, that news about the luxury tax is exciting. I could use a nice little divisional run here. So, but my top five of five today, and yes, before people tweet or DM at Mark saying, Jack took this. All right. The morning show this morning, their side was top junk foods. I thought it'd be funny to rank my top five junk foods at five because it's National Junk Food Day.
I thought it was National Hot Dog Day.
It is also National Hot Dog Day. It's also National Junk Food Day. Does a hot dog count as junk food?
No.
I would agree.
It does.
Yeah, but a burger is not junk food, is it?
Yes.
Well, it's not healthy food.
When I think of junk food, I think of like snacks
candy bars.
And candy.
Yeah.
Hot dogs might be worse for you than a candy bar.
Hot dogs and hamburgers, junk food. Our junk food Friday didn't consist of chips and candy. It consisted of wings and cheeseburgers and that was our junk food Friday.
Time's yours.
Yeah, Andy wasn't bringing in chips and snacks.
Yeah, well, then Doug had
ribs. We had ribs.
I'm sure he did.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Now, do you think he took the job in Kansas City because of the ribs?
I guarantee you, it was part of it.
Yeah. He started salivating at the mouth. Does he love cheeseburgers more than football?
He sure talks like he does.
Neck and neck.
Yeah, it's close, man. That guy talks a lot about cheeseburgers, but. So this is strictly just snack junk foods, not cheeseburgers and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
You know? Okay. So number five, I have Sour Patch Watermelons, which are just phenomenal.
Oh, you're going good.
My favorite junk
food. Gotcha. I thought you were talking about bad junk
food. No, that's my favorite junk food.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Sour Patch Watermelons, I think, are phenomenal.
I like that. I like it.
Number four, I have Cheez-Its. I love a good Cheez-It.
I love Cheez-Its, too. I don't consider it a junk food. It's a cracker.
I'm out. Pause. I'm out on Cheez-Its.
Why?
No, because that's a true snack food. That's a kid's snack.
Yeah,
food.
But it's still a junk food. It's a Cheez-It.
You're too old to be eating Cheez-Its.
No, I'm not too old to be eating Cheez-Its. I disagree. They're a great drunk food, and they're a good food.
Say junk food or drunk food?
Both.
It's a drunk food more than the junk food. Is Cheez-Its junk food?
I'm Googling it
right
now.
Food. Oh, it is a junk food.
I disagree.
This is more or less for like a 5-year-old, though.
Well, don't judge me. I'm not Tucker. I mean, well, I got to get Tucker in here. Like, he probably has all five with him today.
According to somebody, cheese is a natural, safe, nutrient-dense product. It's illogical to put it in the same category as so-called junk foods.
Yeah, that sounds like a total nerd wrote that.
There you go.
What, did the analytics tell you that?
All right, and then something else says it's effectively a junk food.
Yeah, it's a junk food. Yeah, but Ike just thinks it's a junk food for children.
Yeah.
Do you really eat Cheez-Its on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah, because I get them from the vending machine.
Oh. Ike had said, I get them for my 4-year-old.
The kids, yes.
Yeah, they like to eat them when I give them slices
of
cheese.
Speaking
of kids ate Cheez-Its, too, when they were coming up, yes.
Yeah, speaking of your children, all that mac and cheese that you bought a long time ago, is that gone? Or?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, it's long gone.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they started restocking it at the Wegmans in college.
Oh, so
I
you don't have to go. You don't have to go to the local
but
store around here.
I did buy 5 boxes last time because it's not always in stock. So I made sure that I stocked up and I bought 5.
Ah, very smart. Number three, I go with the local flavor, the Tasty Cake Candy Cake.
Oh, there you go.
My favorite Tasty Cake. It's always been my favorite Tasty Cake. Will always be my favorite Tasty Cake. Love a good candy cake.
Yeah, I'm a crimpet guy.
Yeah, everyone's got their favorite.
Yeah. I'm also a honey bun.
Honey buns are good.
Yeah.
I like the apple pie.
But do you like
which ones don't you like? I mean, you're going through them all.
But I like the rectangle pie. I like the round pies that they have.
See, and I'm a rectangle pie.
Oh, I love those round pies. They're devastating.
That little rectangle pie in the tray?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Oh, the bells that they have in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm a bells guy, too, yeah.
Now, have you guys dabbled with the crispy wafers that they also put out there?
Very good.
Peanut butter wafer?
Not
a wafer guy.
Yeah, no, I got you, but these are pretty good. I'm a fan.
And they're lighter, right? You don't feel like you're eating 700 calories, even though you're eating 700 calories.
Yeah, they don't surpass candy cakes, but they're definitely up there. Number two, I have Fritos. I love Fritos.
I'm a good
Frito
guy.
Very good. Very good. Very salty, but good with grease.
What's the best Fritos?
The regular Fritos. I know you want me to say barbecue Fritos.
No.
Oh, really?
Chili cheese, baby.
Yes, I am a chili cheese
Fritos, man.
That's
the best Frito, the chili cheese.
In my house, I'm the cheap one that wants to buy big bags of chips and then individually bag them for the children to go to school.
That's smart.
That's a smart thing,
right? My wife wants to buy the 30-pack of all the crap. Now, when you buy the 30 assorted pack, they always give more Fritos than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 8 Fritos, but you only get 5 Doritos. You know what happens at the end of every 30? I have 8 Fritos left and nothing else because no one wants to eat a freaking Frito except you two.
Why would no one want to eat Fritos? They're by far the best.
He's right, though. My kids are the same way.
Yeah.
I'm the one who eats the Fritos that are in the...
Because
Renee buys the 30-pack as well. She buys the big... Whatever it is, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I eat the Fritos, too, but it's only because no one else will eat
them. Nobody will eat them, yeah.
Right. And, I mean, I like them.
Yeah, I think Fritos are a family tradition. Now, my dad passed on Fritos to me, and I've taken and run with it.
All right, you want
chili cheese, plain, and then barbecue.
All right.
So
that's how I rank those three.
There's something I sometimes will occasionally, and I haven't done this in a while, so I don't eat a lot of Fritos, that I'll dip it in.
Ooh.
What?
Brown mustard.
Yeah. I like mustard as much as the next guy.
And I don't like, and I'm mad at people that put just mustard on a hot dog. Fritos and mustard are delicious.
Fritos and mustard?
Yes. Delicious. I'll have to tweet that out to see if that's weird.
Yeah, you haven't brought that up.
I can give you a heads up. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, all right.
We haven't done that on our weird weird food combination.
It just came to me now that I used to do that. And Golden's spicy brown mustard with Fritos.
Nice. So my number one junk food is double stuffed Oreos. I used to take down sleeves of these in college.
Wow.
And they were, now everyone has their technique with the Oreos. Mm-hmm. I'm a dunk it till you see the bubbles. I suffocate my Oreos.
Oh.
So that they have a nice mix between the crunchy and they fall right off the bone.
Right.
So that's my number one.
You realize there's no bone in the cookie.
Yeah, well,
right?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Double stuff is a little bit too much for me with the Oreos.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I like the regular Oreos.
Ah, see, now I need all the cream.
I like the thin ones, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I've even switched it up on the Oreos. I prefer the vanilla.
The vanilla Oreos are very good.
Over the chocolate Oreos.
But
yes.
You can't, I don't think you can dip them though, can you?
I'm not a dipper, yeah.
Yeah, I don't dip anything.
Oh, you eat them just straight up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't. I need to, that thing gets dunked until there's no more bubbles. It's a great thing.
Is that the number one cookie that you can buy at the store? Like, not homemade cookies or anything
right.
like that. Like, going to the grocery store. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Oreo probably is the most popular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you eat like Fig Newtons?
No,
I love Fig Newtons, man.
I'm not there yet. I mean, when I get to 65, I'll start eating Fig Newtons and Almond Joy and Mounds, all the stuff Glenn gives out on Halloween.
Oh, I wouldn't give
Glenn
it out.
Now.
Yeah, Glenn, strawberry Newtons are good. Go to Glenn's house. Almond Joys and Fig Newtons.
And a handful of pennies. That's always the worst. The handful
yeah, grab
of
your hand.
Guy.
Stick your hand in there and grab you some. Grab 15 cent out of there, 20 cent.
Gaia Door and Window. Their summer sale event going on right now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GOGUIDA.com. Real fast, just because it is National Hot Dog Day. Have respect for the hot dog. Don't just put mustard on a hot dog and start eating it. Ketchup, relish, sauerkraut, onions, baked beans, whatever. Don't disrespect the hot dog by putting mustard on it. That's it.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You put all that stuff on a hot dog. Do you really taste the hot dog, or are you just eating all the toppings?
Of course I do.
How could you? How could you load up a hot dog and actually taste it with all that stuff on there?
So,
to me, that says I don't really like how a hot dog tastes. I want to eat chili and sauerkraut and mustard and everything else.
Well, I don't. I mean, I've had a hot dog with sauerkraut. It's not my first choice, obviously. I'll put some baked beans on there. For me, I like the rolls that are cut in the middle. You know what I mean? So you have that middle roll. It allows you more room for the topping. So you put a strip of ketchup, strip of mustard, a little bit of relish down there, and then if you want to, you can put the baked beans on top or whatever after that.
Yeah, why don't you just eat a bowl of baked beans with relish, ketchup, and mustard?
Well, I mean,
bread.
I may do that. That'd be delicious.
Isn't that Skyline chili?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, there
exactly,
you go.
Yes.
It's a spaghetti.
And by the way, with the Coney and Skyline chili, the hot dog, you know, the wiener's only about 3 inches, 3 or 4 paws. Oh, God, that didn't mean
anything. Wow.
It's not purposely. Goodness gracious, you can't talk about
it's
anything.
It's a small hot dog.
Yeah, paws. Yes,
I need to see the package.
And it's skinny. It's a skinny wiener.
Yes. All right.
See ya.
I'm out.
And how'd you think that was going to go?
I was trying to describe it. Yes, exactly.
So the truth is you don't really taste much of it.
No, you wind up getting all that other stuff.
You get
stuff.
All the
yeah,
other
that's
stuff.
That's what you wind up eating.
And you do it the same way. So you do it the same way as the over the spaghetti. So you go beans or mm-hmm. chili or cheese or onions or all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I like just the mustard or a little like relish or something because that allows, especially if it's a good hot dog, like a ballpark Frank.
Ballpark Franks are good.
I get to taste more of the hot dog.
So if you have one choice at a hot dog at the grocery store, what are you buying?
Can we talk about another food? I'm tired of talking about hot dogs.
A Frankfurter?
No, it's National Hot Dog Day. You got to talk about it.
Nathan's hot dogs are the hot dogs
now,
I buy.
Are you a beef hot dog guy?
I am a beef hot dog guy.
Me too.
Yes.
You ever now broil, grill?
Oh, it's got to be grilled.
Grilled.
Yeah, it's got to be grilled. I don't even.
Got to
be
grilled.
Yeah, dude,
but I do.
I hate. That's all I ate was boiled hot dogs growing up, bro. Like, no. No, I'm out.
Grilled cheese and hot dogs. Ike's not eating a whole heck of a lot of
yeah, I'm
today.
Going, I got to go grilled hot dogs, yes.
Yeah.
They got to be dark as me.
Yeah,
like
the
crunchy.
Best,
yeah, love
and
it.
The best hot dog, and you can rent these for parties, is you can get the big roller.
Oh, I got one.
Do you have a roller?
I don't know why the hell Renee ordered this damn thing like 3 years ago. I think we've used it twice. I'm like, are we making hot dogs for a football team or a baseball
you
team?
You opening up a...
Are we actually selling hot dogs out of the house here? When are we going to use this thing?
Oh, that could be some supplemental income.
Dude, I swear to God, we still have it. It hasn't been used in 2 years.
Right.
I think it's only been used twice.
Oh, man. Bring it in here. I have... we overpurchased for my daughter's birthday party. Yeah. I have 200 hot dogs in my freezer.
Oh my God.
Legitimately.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is. I need to start. I need to move these units. I can't eat them all myself.
Well, listen, I think
start
we should.
Selling hot dogs out the trunk, man. Let's go.
Should we all come together, end of the summer, get Ike's hot dog roller, have a cookout?
I like that.
Bring the roller in.
Yeah, bring the roller in.
You get
in.
Your 200 hot dogs that for some reason you bought for the birthday party. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
All right, deal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of buns got to be bought.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll take care of it all. Okay. I'll bring the condiments and everything else.
Yeah, I'll bring the thing in, and you can take it home with you if you want to. I don't even know if Renee realized we still have the damn thing.
That'll be the next bit that I'll have to do is how many hot dogs can I eat in one sitting. It'll be
there
great.
I was already thinking that. Okay. Yeah, let's let you run first, and then you can do the hot
dog.
Dude,
I got to be honest. I did 0.85 miles today in 8 minutes.
Wow, really?
So you're not that far off.
Not that far off. And but, I wasn't going that fast in the beginning either.
I actually, you know what, I actually think he might be able to do it.
No shot.
Ooh. Yeah, because originally I thought he had no shot.
He's almost giving us Ben Simmons updates.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, I have to.
You're going to put your watch on Instagram, well, the amount that you ran
no,
in the time?
No, I hate when people
And your heart rate?
No, but I did finally download an app to where that I can see how far I'm running.
Yeah. Right.
And it got in my ear and said 5 minutes this far, so I knew it was time to push it.
All right.
So I might need to use that when I'm out there so it knows when it's going.
God forbid he runs an 8 minute mile. We'll never hear the end of it.
No, like, you'll hear the end of it because I'm not, I want to do it because I think it's funny, but like, I'm not like, I should be able to run.
That's something you're going to be proud of.
Like, the pitching thing, personal. I've never been good at running. I got cut from my seventh grade soccer team because I couldn't run. Like, this isn't an accomplishment.
Well, it should be, being that you failed at the other accomplishments. Philadelphia Marathon Weekend happens November 20th and 21st. Go register at runphiladelphiamarathon.com. And you can run in the AACR Philadelphia Marathon, Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Half Marathon, Rothman 8K, and the Duncan Munchkin Run. There you go. All right, Jack, good luck. I'm glad you're training for this one. The OG Wade in Chester. Wade!
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What is up, man?
What's up, Wade?
Hey, listen, man. On the hot dog tip, I'm a Nathan's Angus beef one.
Yep.
Right? With Pepperdine roll, and I like the raw cut up onions with the mustard and some Navy baked beans, brothers, and an ice cold Pepsi. That's the move right there.
Oh, so,
totally agree with you.
That's a well dressed hot dog right there, Wade.
So why a Pepsi and not a Coke? Is it sweeter?
No, I think Coke is more like tastes more like water. Mm. Pepsi got that strong hit for you, like you know. And what I do is I eat it with my pizza a lot because the Pepsi, the acid eats the cheese up so you don't get an upset stomach. Because that's what I do when I got to have something to eat
right.
the cheese up.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Good hot dog take, then, Wade.
Yeah. Now, talking about this idiot that called up there after I hung up yesterday about the Jalen Hurts thing, I didn't say that the players around the league had basically loved Jalen Hurts for that. I said that there's players around the league that's not on the Eagles team that believes that Jalen Hurts has the goods, okay?
Yeah.
But I said he has to put the work in. Mm-hmm. And then he called Jalen Hurts a one-read quarterback. Well, don't he know that all the quarterbacks now is a one-read quarterback because everybody's operating out of the shotgun? So basically when the ball is snapped, the quarterbacks are making their reads as these receivers are going out into their routes, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're holding on to the ball to do your little one progression, two progression, you're sacked. Because you got damn DNs running 4-3s in this league now. So there's no more progression. So that's old school football. You got a new age football in right now, and it's operated from the shotgun. So if people want to just go back and look at Jalen Hurts tapes and everything, just look at all the deep balls that he threw. He threw more deep balls than shallow balls. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I believe the kid is going to be good. I believe he's going to be a great but not a great quarterback. I believe he's going to be a very good quarterback. All I want, I don't want a top 10 quarterback. I don't want top 5. I just want the guy to operate the Eagles offense the best.
Mm.
And as far as the Nick Foles thing, I want 16,000 on Nick Foles.
Ooh,
in the Super Bowl. So all you fools out there think I'm a
yeah, but that's not what we were talking about. You were saying how Carson Wentz was going to stink and he was going to go to Jacksonville and win Super Bowls in Jacksonville.
I almost forgot about this call yesterday.
Yeah, just everybody else did too. Wade's the only one that cares about the.
Well, because I believe that I was correct about Carson Wentz, You know, I believe he did stink.
Half correct, Wade. Can we at least agree you were half correct? I'll meet you halfway.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, half correct. You know, but I think that one thing people got to realize with Carson Wentz, the same issues that Carson Wentz had coming out of college and what made him not that good of a quarterback here, he's going to face those same things, those same challenges. So he's got to get over that. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I hope he do be a good quarterback.
All right. We got you, Wade. Thank you. The take that you had where you can't claim victory is that you should have gotten rid of Carson Wentz and kept Nick Foles because Nick Foles was the quarterback that you should have went forward with.
Right.
And that clearly would not have worked out.
He said he won $16,000?
Yeah.
How much did he put on that Super Bowl? What the hell were the odds that day?
Yeah, what was the money line?
We were underdogs, so I know that.
If I remember, it was like +250.
By the time the game came, I mean, that line had went down. Yeah, money was going towards the Eagles. Yeah.
The Pats were only like 3-point favorites, if I remember correctly.
The big money line bets at the Las Vegas casinos were coming in on the Eagles, not the Pats. And that's what's like, all right.
That's probably why they were, because the spread probably started at 6 or 7.
Yeah, it definitely started high, but I think it eventually got down.
Right.
Once they saw the dog masks, they were like, oh, well.
You can't mess with the dog mask. All right. Well, clear the board. Time to get some Phillies trivia for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Ring the Bell Saturday night with Jack Fritz, James Seltzer, and WIP. Get in now. If you get the question correct, you win. It's that simple. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Real Phillies trivia is coming up next. Today's broadcast brought to you by Guided Door and Window and their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. Back after this. Yes, Phillies fever. You have the fever for the Phillies? Well, Phil's and the Yankees tonight. We'll get you set for that coming up. Julio's going to have leading you into the game. But we have a 4-pack of tickets to the game. And all you have to do, that's all you have to do. It's not all that complicated, is get one of Jack Fritz's Phillies trivia questions correct. We have 2 4-packs. Of Phillies tickets to join WIP and Miller Lite for a special night to ring the bell together as we take on the Atlanta Braves. This is this Saturday night, July 24th at Citizens Bank Park. It's brought to you by Miller Lite and the new Miller Lite Liberty Landing at Citizens Bank Park. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly. All right, 215-592-9494. Jack's going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you win. We have 2 4-packs to give away. Ryan and Glosser. Ryan, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo.
All right, Ryan. Who hit the first home run at Citizens Bank Park?
Oh, wow.
Bobby Abreu?
Oh, man, this is...
Wow.
Thanks, Ryan. I know, dude. They're taking the challenge personally of the hard Phillies question.
Or these aren't hard, based on the last couple days.
Did you know that one?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
I don't know why you knew it, but I did.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. I would have guessed.
Jim told me.
Yeah, it sounded like he guessed.
Right. Good guess.
Yeah. All right, Jack. Get it together, man.
I know. Well, listen, I know.
I thought that was what? You got to stump some people here.
I'm trying.
I know you're trying. Let's go to Mark in South Philly. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, Mark. Man, all right. What round is Ryan Howard drafted in?
Oh, God.
I know this one.
5th.
2 for 2. Mark, you're awesome. I got to say it, bro. Rest of you fools, sorry. All right, Jack, there you go. Nice.
Wow.
All right, so, Ike, what do you want to do with the tickets for the rest of the week?
Yeah, we got to listen. This Phillies trivia, Jack, has been a lot easier than Stump the Millennial, or what's the other one we use?
In the envelope.
In the envelope.
Oh, in the envelopes. Obviously, it should be harder.
Yeah.
You're just throwing random guesses out there.
Right.
I mean, but Phillies trivia, I mean, I guess people, obviously, Ryan got it with one guess, so he knew who hit the first home run in Citizens Bank Park, but I didn't.
To know that Ryan Howard was a fifth-round draft pick, you have to be a pretty big Phillies fan.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
that was a tough
round.
Yeah, that wasn't an easy one.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
What was his first number?
It was 12.
It was 12? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And most number questions I get wrong.
Yeah. What was my first number?
44. No, with the Eagles, it's 49, right?
Yes, good memory by you.
Well, because I remembered it because Josh Perry stole it.
Yes.
Or I gave it to him.
Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, I don't think Ike was fighting for 49.
Yeah, 49, no.
Man, absolutely not. So
what was Brian Dawkins' first number?
He was 24.
Oh, look at
wow.
That.
What was LeSean McCoy's first number?
29.
Yeah.
Because he looked fat in it.
What was Donovan McNabb's first number?
5 and only 5.
It's the only number he's ever had.
It's the only number he's ever worn.
All right. Well, there you have it. Aaron Nola struggled last night, Ike, as the Phillies are heading into the trade deadline.
Hold on. J-Roe had a different number, too, in the beginning. 15?
No, he was
6?
He was 29.
29.
And then he wore 6 in the 2003 season. Then he went to 11. Because I was going to put it on there as a question, but because I thought he wore 6 longer than a year.
But that would have been a good one, though. You just ask what number did he wear in between.
Well, listen, given the last couple days, tomorrow might be – I try to make it even harder.
Listen, you call people out and they come ready. They are ready.
Yeah, because, yep. I don't think I don't think that most Phillies fans are getting
– Oh, the casual fan does not get those answers, no.
So they're probably not calling in.
Yes.
Yeah. Because
I told you
I wanted to go to the game with real fans. I think we got two today.
I agree with you. Phil's tonight – Guess who's back on the mound to start the game?
It's our favorite guy.
Just when we thought, how many times have we heard this word? Like, nope, he's staying down in
AAA.
We're going to develop him. Spencer Howard on the mound tonight for the Phillies. Awesome.
Just give us 3 strong innings.
I can't wait to see 2 2/3 before Kinsler or somebody comes in. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Kinsler's going to be designated for assignment when some of these guys come back. You can't keep trotting him out there.
Who are the Yankees trotting out tonight? Because now I'm yelling sweep yesterday. We're about to get swept.
It was Asher Wojnarowski is what I saw on the line.
Any relation to
It's not spelled the same way. It's Wojciechowski.
Is it Adrian?
And his first name's Asher.
He's not related to Adrian?
Yeah, he should be.
Oh.
Yeah, awesome. So yeah, Spencer Howard, Segura, Realmuto, Harper is DHing tonight. McCutchen, Hoskins, Didi, who?
Yeah, Harper out there in right field.
Yeah. Yeah, he played. He played a ball last night. He should have taken off the wall. Turned into a triple, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you have to know. You have to know better than to try to go for that ball.
Yes.
No shot at him getting that. Miller's in right field tonight. Awesome. Tereus and Jankowski. I actually like Jankowski.
Oh, man, the Janker, man.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
He seems to be always doing something positive.
And I like Tereus.
Yeah, boy. How about that?
Well, see, to your point about Boehm, this team's better with Tereus at third base than Boehm.
Ah.
Am I wrong?
I believe you're right. They're better with Tereus at shortstop.
At shortstop,
and
too,
third.
Yes. Yes, they are. And second. Well, maybe not second. Segura's been good. But you haven't felt like since Boehm went on the COVID list, you haven't felt like for a second like Tereus, he's good defensively.
Solid.
Yeah, yep. He's always getting hits.
Yep.
Eh. And Jankowski. And they don't need Chris Bryant. They got Jankowski, Janker, as you called him.
Janker.
All right. So that's 7:05 tonight, Phillies and Yankees. Let's go. Look who's on the line. He called in earlier, and I saw him on the board, Ike, but we didn't get a chance to get to him before he jumped off. Chuck from Mount Airy is on the line. Chuckles, how are you?
What's going on? How you feeling, Ike and Johnny Marks? How you doing today?
How are you?
Feel good today. I'm slowly getting over the Bucks winning the title last night because it just makes me think about what the Sixers should have been. That should have been us last night, Chuck.
Hey, listen, real quick on that, right? Mm. First of all, the Phillies wouldn't know how to sweep a hardwood floor if you gave them a broom. So period. They ain't sweeping nobody.
Maybe with a push broom.
Yeah, that's it. A mayor vacuum, maybe. Listen. Let me tell you something about Giannis. Giannis is the man. I'm not one that, glamour about other people's,
players.
Third. But he ain't got nothing that Giannis got. I hate to tell you.
I disagree.
He ain't complaining about his knee. He ain't complained to the refs. He ain't did no flopping. He was blocking shots. He was grabbing rebounds. Embiid ain't got that dog in him.
Oh, yeah, he do. Yeah, he does. The one thing I'll give Giannis is the health thing. And probably moving forward, he has the body type that – he can sustain what he's doing. But if I'm just looking at skill set, Embiid is a better shooter. Embiid is a better low post player. He's just as good of a defender, in my opinion. I just, Giannis can't shoot free throws. You can't go to Giannis late in the game. If Giannis doesn't have Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton step up, Giannis is out of the playoffs again, early. Early.
But I see Giannis just give you 50 and 14 in a closeout game. And Embiid missed seven free throws in the last two games.
We can't talk about missed free throws, Chuck. Missed free throws? I mean,
I see Giannis make his free throws.
For the first time in 6 months.
Yeah, but it was a closeout game, Mike. This dude ain't got nothing. Embiid ain't got nothing that Giannis got. He don't have that dog, man.
Okay.
He's playing to the refs. He flops.
Where was all that dog at with Giannis prior to them getting to the finals? Where was all that dog at?
What do you mean? He got an injury, came back with a knee.
No. I mean prior to this playoff run, when he got knocked out of the playoffs as the number one seed 2 years in a row.
He also was MVP last 2 years, too.
Yeah, and then he got his butt knocked out. Hold on, Chuck. He won a regular season award and then went home. He went home. He lost to Toronto in the second round. He lost to Miami.
Went to an Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
He wasn't runner-up for those MVPs. He won those MVPs.
Yeah, so did Steve Nash. I don't care about those MVPs. Steve Nash won an MVP. So what?
Yeah, but he just won a championship. Just now, he won a championship.
I understand that.
It's a gradual process with Giannis.
Yeah, but with me, Chuck, I'm not a prisoner of the moment. I'm not. So I believe Embiid is a better player. It's not going to change my mind. Mm. Just is.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Guided Door and Window and their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Justin?
Man, got off work a little early today. I went in early, so I got off early and have to give y'all a holler. Appreciate the shout-out yesterday on the top caller thing. I don't think I'm that good, but if y'all say so, I'll take it.
Oh, well, you're one of our top callers. Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so. I like Chuck and all those other guys a lot better than myself, but hey, I'll take it.
Okay.
Also, I want to give a shout out to y'all. Probably ain't gonna like it, but the top five at five. Man, that's a hilarious segment. I love it. I look forward to it every day. I know y'all
Jack!
Are probably looking and
oh,
Jack,
God, here we
Jack's
go,
blowing up. But I mean, it's good.
I agree. The Phillies trivia, not such a great segment, but that's just me.
The Phillies trivia, not because I knew Ryan Howard was a fifth-round pick, and I knew Bobby Abreu would get the first home run at Citizens Bank Park. So
you knew that too, Justin?
Yes, sir. I knew that. I knew
that. Oh, wow.
I can't prove it, but, yeah, I knew that. Now, those yesterday I didn't know, but those today I did know. But, yeah, the top five at five, I look forward to it every day. It's great. I love it.
All right.
And on this real quick on this thing with
Zach Ertz.
Train about
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, Zach Ertz. Mm-hmm. I hate seeing him done this way, and I'd really like to see him finish his career out as an Eagle, but I don't know, man. I'd rather see the money go to somebody that's going to be a starter, contribute, because we are so thin at corner. I mean, just crazy thin at corner, and I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating. I wish they would have done right by him earlier in the offseason when he could have went out and maybe gotten a little more money from somebody else.
Yep.
But anyway.
Now he's back.
One more thing, and I'll let y'all go. I'm a movie guy. I've got another suggestion for you, brother.
What you got?
A movie called Nobody. If you like John Wick, you will love this movie. It's called Nobody. And the guy that's in it, he's more of a comedic actor from everything I've seen. His name's Bob Odenkirk. It's It's great. It's just an hour and a half long. Great action movie. I think one of the people that produced John Wick produced it. But anyway, it's an awesome, awesome action movie.
Well, there you have
really
it.
Enjoy it. But anyway, boys, Luggins mean it. And Jack, go Birds.
There you go.
That's right.
Thanks,
you
Justin.
Go Birds podcast. Tired of you, Jack.
It's because I don't do well with the interaction when people yell "Go Birds" at me.
Oh.
I really don't like it. So, so now everyone just started to end their calls with, you know, yelling "Go Birds."
Oh, they're messing with you.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Good. Yeah, the movie Nobody, Rotten Tomatoes 84%, IMDb 7.4, starring Christopher Lloyd's one of the stars in it. There you go. Let's get to the text line in a second, but let's tell you about the Twitter question today, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim and Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Support the home team. You won't regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. Mark's Jewelers text line.
Text line.
The only reason I'm back is because I lost to Sirianni at Rock, Paper, Scissors. Zach at the NovaCare.
I played a couple of them at Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah.
We don't know. Did he actually play with Zach?
Well,
I probably not. I'd hope that Zach didn't
say, he's been there a couple weeks. They had to catch up. They hadn't met each other.
According to Howard, Zach Ertz has been back working out with his teammates at the facility the last 2 weeks or so. So I'm sure that they've... Because he was even asked about Zach at a couple of his press conferences, and he said that he didn't talk to him, but he didn't offer many details after that. So I don't know. What's next?
That Howard news is great, but I'll believe it when John Clark reports it. Mike in Montco.
I mean, it's a decent...
Oh, that's not right.
It's a decent point. John Clark being the number one reporter in Philadelphia right now. So when he speaks about... Now, I did see Rob
Motti. If he joins the podcast, like the Takeoff or whatever.
Right. Now, can Howard go on John's podcast?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good get for John.
Right. Be a guest on it. I did see some other reporters, including Rob Motti, who had confirmed Howard's report, saying that Zach Ertz would be there. Mm-hmm. So,
nice.
Yeah. But I guess some people are going to wait for John Clark, and I think that's fair. I do.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So, no text line yesterday. One can't help but wonder if John Fritz has too much of his own interests in mind, which is hurting the show. If James Seltzer was producing this show yesterday, I think we would have heard the text line. Just saying. Tom from Abington.
Wow. What a Seltzer reference.
Yeah. He's trying to take a shot.
Was there no text line yesterday?
No, because remember we had Joe calling from New York, and then we had to do the and that took a little bit, and then we had to do the Philly Marathon thing before getting out of here. So it crept up on us. We didn't get to it yesterday.
All right.
It would have been great as always.
I didn't even realize it. Or I don't remember. Anything else, Jake?
Just another reason to hate the Eagles. They won't just let my buddy come join me and let us have fun. Carson and Indy.
Maybe that's a part of it. He had eyes for Indianapolis, and Indianapolis says, sorry, we're not giving you anything.
Yeah.
They say, you know what? We'll keep him out of spite, pay him $8.5 million just so you can't have him.
Yeah, that sounds like a smart move.
Yeah, very smart move.
I'll show you.
You're not playing for anybody but us this year. We're going to pay you, overpay you for it, Zach.
And we're putting the Foles banner replacing you.
Thank you.
Yep. Nick Foles' hand will be up there probably forever.
There was more than one player that held the Super Bowl trophy that day. That's all I'm saying.
But that's clearly Nick Foles'.
Yes.
Yeah, but how many pictures do you have of other people holding the trophy?
I'm sure there's other pictures.
None.
Tell me.
Well, I'm sure there are some. We just don't know any of them.
Yeah. What's the most popular picture of a player with the Lombardi trophy?
The Nick Foles left hand holding it at its base, right hand holding it high.
I don't even remember anybody else holding the trophy. They didn't even let Doug hold the trophy.
Well, they might have been worried.
Now that they let Frank Reich hold the trophy not Doug.
I remember Brandon holding it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure other players held it.
I remember Howie holding it.
But I don't remember a photo where it was used everywhere.
No.
Of another
player. No, there's one photo that's used.
Yes.
All right, Jack.
Oh, classic. The Bucks win, and it's my fault. Ben from Maya Jama's house in England.
Maya Jama.
No, he was actually in Los Angeles because the mariachi band was serenading him yesterday on his birthday. Yep. He wished himself a happy birthday, so I'm sure he had a good time yesterday. All right, any more?
Howard Eskin, breaking Eagles news like it's 2012. Way to go, Howard. Way to actually do something besides bash Gabe Kapler or Ben Simmons or tell everyone how you walk 90 miles a day. Maybe if you weren't walking so much, you could actually break more important Eagles news stories. Alex in Ardmore.
Yeah, but when he's walking, he's just on his phone the whole time, so he can be working and doing the same thing he normally does. Actually, he probably could do more work with phone calls and things like that because he's walking and has nothing else to do. Right? So, I mean, I don't think the walking is affecting him. But, yes, Howard broke the story today that there's a great chance that Zach Ertz is with the team at the start of the season and he will be at training camp. And he said he's working on another Eagles item that he's going to break on the midday show tomorrow. Which I was like, well, why can't you break it on our show now?
Yeah, I know. That was disappointing.
Yeah. You're promoting yourself for tomorrow. Like, what do I care about you promoting yourself for tomorrow? Now, damn it. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle in Morristown. Kyle, go ahead. Kyle.
Yeah.
Tyrone, Northeast Philly. Tyrone.
Hey.
What's up, Ty?
What's up, Ty?
I'm trying to get into this place with the longest and give him an egg juice.
Oh, give him
some. Sound like you've had plenty already, sir. Yes.
No, but see, I didn't get a chance. And my phone is always off charging. I come in and y'all on. And I charge it up and I get charged up. You got so many.
Well, what do you want to say?
Oh, no, we got you. Hold on. He needs his Ike juice first.
Yeah, give it to him.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
So we're a very popular show. We know it's difficult to get in. So now you have your shot. What do you got, Tyrone?
What's up, Ty?
Hey, I'm going to talk about the Phillies last. And the first thing I want to talk about is the championship game and who we can get for Ben Simmons.
Okay. Who you got? Who you got?
I say bring back Reggie from Miami.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler. You know what? It doesn't seem like he's ready to leave down there yet, but Jimmy Butler on this team would be great.
Why the hell would he even want to leave Miami?
Yeah.
Hook some up. I mean, they're getting Ben Simmons. We hook some up. I mean, he's 24, 25 years old. I mean, look, they're going to put him in a package and just get him back here.
Pause.
Yeah. It's always about the package, Tyrone. Listen, buddy, you have a great afternoon. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Charles. Good, great screening there, Jack. Charles in Riverside. Charles, go ahead.
I have a question for you guys. I would love to see Cole Hamels come back. Any chance?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I would love to see him come back, and I'm very excited about the Eagles getting Nick Mullins. Not many other people are, but I know he's a proven quarterback in the NFL. I want to get your opinion on that, too.
He proved last year that he was going to lose the game against the Eagles. And that's what he proved last year. But as far as being a third-string quarterback, sure. Yeah. His NFL experience, sure.
Right.
He has more NFL experience than our starting quarterback.
Right.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. There he is.
It's been rough these last couple callers here.
Oh, let's keep the theme going. Matt Mayfair. Matt.
Awesome.
Let's talk
John, Mark, Ike, Reese, how you guys doing?
Matt!
What's up, Matt?
Long time no talk. I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, brother. Where
how you
been?
I've been around, you know, doing what I got to do. So, okay. I've been listening, though.
He's working.
Yes.
I am working. I got to make the money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations, John, by the way.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. So listen, the question I had for you guys is pretty much kind of related to what was earlier talked about in terms of Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz, obviously he's going to play this season, I guess. Is that what everybody thinks? Is that what the consensus is?
Seems like he's
going to report to camp next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying we'd rather have Zach Ertz walk away next year as a free agent, not get anything in return for him, regardless of whether it's a fifth round, sixth round, or seventh round pick. So we keep his legacy as an Eagle legend intact. Is that kind of what the consensus is as well?
Yeah, that's what I am not in favor of. I don't know if people want to do that. I'm of the mindset, Matt, that
got to run, bro. Sorry,
this season isn't going to be anything significant, and I don't understand or I don't see the value of bringing Zach back when you have Dallas Goedert here. I understand Zach is a good locker room guy, but it's not as if you don't have good locker room leadership on the offensive side of the ball right now with Jalen as a young leader. You got Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, and Brandon Brooks over there. So you got good leadership over there. It's not as if Zach's leadership is going to be missed. And then you got good leadership on the defensive side of the ball. So you got to tell me, like, what's the true benefit of bringing a guy back who's probably going to catch 35 balls this year and you're going to pay him $8.5 million?
Yeah, it seems excessive. Also, just, great leadership for a guy that won't be here next year, too, like the year after.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah, it just, I think they put a good face on it, and I give them credit for it. As a family, that's what you need to do. When you're going out to the public, we all come out as one, and we're all in the same, we're singing the same tune. As opposed to Zach coming in here next week and he feels slighted and he says something that like he did last year to start off training camp, and now we have a Zach Ertz story every day that has to be addressed.
Yeah,
like, it's good that the Eagles recognize that this would not be good for them as a young team trying to start a new culture. So Zach, there's nowhere for him to go. Sitting out doesn't do anything but cost you money and create a story here. So come in, be a good soldier, and if something pops up that we can move you, then we'll do it. If not,
Make your $8.5 million, make the best of it, and yeah, you're a free agent after this season.
Yep, that's all I see.
Pretty much it.
Yep.
No, so maybe he's moved in training camp. Maybe a team says, "Hey, actually, we'll give you."
He'll be moved during the season. Yep. Get traded before the trade deadline.
Could be. Coming up next, Giglio leading off Phils and Yankees. What do you got tonight, Ike?
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my way of trying to go reverse drink jinx. Listen, I pick the Phillies every night. They don't win. So, I mean.
Well, you pick the Eagles every week.
Yeah, and how's that working out for me?
I can't pick a guy. I can't pick a guy named Asher who's starting for the Yankees, but Spencer Howard's also starting.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I forget about the pitchers. It's these lineups.
Yeah.
So I'm just. Listen, hopefully the Phillies win. I mean, get a split. Great.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Guided Door and Window and their big summer sale event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Everybody, we're back tomorrow. Have a great night. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.